6:50 on Seguin Radio, KWED. I'm Mike McBride with sports. A championship Sunday sweep for Texas Lutheran basketball in the Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference. The first women's title since 2014 after unseating three-time defending champ Trinity 68-62 at Jim Schuler Court yesterday. Bulldogs led by as many as 15 early staved off the Tigers' second-half rally. Point guard Tara Molina named the tournament MVP. 15 points and 5 assists against Trinity, 19 on 5-3. In Saturday's semifinal win over Austin College, Molina energized by the raucous home crowd at Memorial Gym.
We feed off like the fans' vibes. The band was there, you know, we got into it, like the fans had our back the whole time. We just have to pump each other up, and it was, we went in the locker room screaming. Like, we're still kind of, we have that feeling in the inside, and it's just unbelievable. And I think all of our hard work, I really want to say, like, we did deserve it.
Dominic Campos and Abby Rakic made the all-tournament team. Campos, 16 points in the championship game, 23 in the semis. Rock collected 15 points and 8 rebounds yesterday. The third-seeded Bulldogs had to win 3 games in 3 days and knock off the top 2 seeds to book their trip to the NCAA tournament. Head coach Mel Dixon says TLU's confidence never wavered.
Everybody's 0-0. I don't care what their regular season record is. They got to come into the doghouse and beat us here. We're hard to beat here. So I knew we had a chance. Now, if you'd have told me we were knocking off Austin and Trinity back-to-back days, I'd have probably told you you're crazy.
The Bulldogs' season record's 19-9. The D3 tournament selection show for the women's brackets today at 1:30 on the website NCAA.com. Men's championship game. TLU rallied back from 17 points down with 15 minutes left to outlast the University of Dallas 99-95 in double overtime. Bulldogs back to the SCAC pinnacle after a one-year hiatus, the fourth conference title in 5 seasons. Nathan Joseph's three-point play put TLU in front for good with 47 seconds left of the second OT. Sean Hamilton, Sebastian Andrade, and Alex Cage combined to hit 5 of 6 free throws in the final 31 seconds. Head coach Mike Wacker says mental toughness enabled the 2-seed Bulldogs to survive the 5th-seeded Crusaders' upset bid.
It was a roller coaster. I mean, there was all of the things you could ever imagine in a game, the highs, the lows. That's what sports is all about, and our guys know that. They know that you just got to keep competing. You know, they do a great job. Hats off to Dallas. You know, they have a great program. They did a great job getting to the championship, and they gave us everything we could handle.
Jackson Willoughby, the tournament MVP, scored 21 points on 9 of 15 shooting, grabbed 7 rebounds. Joseph's 18 points and 8 assists. Hamilton, 17, and hit 4 threes. They each made the all-tournament team. Willoughby says he capitalized on good looks in the framework of the offense.
I don't think anybody decides to just go out and, you know, score as many points as they can every night, and 6 guys in double figures tonight, and it was just about my teammates giving me the ball when I got open, and we just share the ball so well that it's anybody's night on any given game.
3 other Bulldogs in double figures. Sebastian Andrade, 15 points. Alex Cage, 11. Jacob Corometis, 10. Dallas's Michael Wamsgans hit his first 10 shots en route to a game-high 35. TLU season records 18-9. The D3 men's tournament selection shows at 11:30 today. You can watch it live at NCAA.com. KWED sportscasts are available online anytime at SeguinToday.com. I'm Mike McBride, 6:54 on Seguin Radio, KWED.